Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹，大家下午好。
Let me start off first with asking you a question.
让我先问大家一个问题。那在座的大家有几位想是有一个幸福美满的家庭呢？
Where there is a loving relationship between husband and wife, and the children are obedient and well mannered.
比如说夫妻相爱，而且孩子们是顺服父母，而且非常懂礼貌的呢？
Can you raise your hand?
能把手举起来吗？
A few doesn't want it.
那我看到几个是没有举手的。
Now next question.
下一个问题。
How many of you are willing to do whatever it takes to achieve that?
那在座的大家有几位是愿意尽自己最大的努力，能有这样的家庭呢？
Let's see your hand.
能再举一次手吗？
We have less hands now.
举的手更少了。
Now I'm not an expert in family.
我在家庭中，并不是一位专家。
And I have not read a lot of books about family.
我也没有读很多关于家庭的书籍。
But this afternoon, I just want to show you what the Bible says.
但今天下午，我想跟大家分享圣经是怎样讲的。
I want to show you what the Bible says about the roles of husband.
我想跟大家分享圣经里如何描述丈夫们的职责。
The roles of wife and the roles of children.
妻子们和孩子们的职责。
And I believe that if we are willing to do what the Bible says, we will have a happy family.
那我相信，如果我们愿意做圣经所讲到的，那我们就会有一个幸福美满的家庭。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, as we come before you, we acknowledge that you are our God.
父神，当我们来到你的面前，我们承认你是我们的神。
And you are the God who institute marriage and you establish family.
你是那位创建了婚姻、创建了家庭的那位神。
We want to seek your will. We ask that you open our eyes that we will understand your word.
我们愿意寻求你的旨意，请求你开启我们属灵的眼睛，能明白你的话语。
And we ask that you open our ears to listen.
开启我们属灵的耳朵，能听到你的话语。
And give us an obedient heart.
给我们一个顺服的心来去这样行。
We commit this time to you and in Christ's name we pray all this.
我们将以下时间交在你手中，奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. So this afternoon I'm going to start off with, I'll share with you first the roles of wives.
今天下午我想跟大家分享妻子们的职责。
And then the roles of husband.
然后是丈夫们的职责。
And then after that the roles of children.
然后孩子们的职责。
Now, but before I do that, let me share with you one thing first.
在我做这之前，我想跟大家分享一件事情。
If you have the Bible, you turn with me to Malachi chapter 3 verse 6.
如果大家有圣经的话，请翻到马拉基书三章六节。
Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament.
是在旧约最后一本书。
Malachi 3 verse 6 says, "For I am the Lord, I do not change."Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob.
因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
God is a God who does not change.
神是那位永不改变的神。
The world may change.
世界不断在变。
In fact, the family is the way people look at family has changed over the years.
人们对家庭的观念，也是改变。
If you look at the roles of husbands and wives, compare this to say.Just a few hundred years ago, it has changed.
我们如果看父亲、妻子和丈夫的职责对比几百年前的话，完全的变化了。
But I want to remind you that God does not change.
但是我想提醒大家，神是永不改变的。
So whatever He says, even though it's thousands of years ago about family, about marriage, it stays the same today.
他在几千年，无论几千年还是多少年前讲关于家庭是怎样的，如今还是一模一样。
Right. So, if you want to know about the character of God that He does not change, you can look up these two verses. We won't read it now.
我们不会读以下两节，但如果你想知道更多神是如何永不改变的话，你可以看以下两段经文。
Psalms 102 verse 26 to 27.
诗篇102 26到27节。
And then Numbers 23 19.
民数记23章19节。
Now let us start first with the roles of wives.
我们先来探讨妻子的职责。
If you have the Bible, please turn with me to Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
如果有圣经的话，请大家翻到启示录二章十八节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, and the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him."
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Actually, the word helper here, I feel that it does not really express the true meaning of what God is trying to say here.
这里讲的是帮助他，那这里其实不但是帮助的意思。
The word helper carries the meaning of also protecting.
在原文当中，这个帮助还代表了保护。
It carries the meaning of a surrounding, you know,
包围，包围这个人。
So it actually like as the wife to her husband is like you are trying actually to protect your husband also at the same time when you are helping him.
所以身为妻子的不但是帮助而且也是要保护他。
So it is not the way we understand the word meaning helper today.
所以跟今天我们所想象的助手有点不相似。
Maybe I like to look at it this way. If you consider the husband is the chairman of the company, then the wife is like the CEO.
如果打个比方，比如说，丈夫是这个公司的主席，那妻子就是这个公司的总裁。
Right. So those of you who understand the roles of CEO, you can. I hope that brings out the meaning a little bit better.
那希望这个比方能让大家更加明白。
Now, listen to this carefully. You may not like it, but I want you to listen to it carefully.
你可能不一定喜欢我所讲的，但是我想大家留心听。
Now, why?Your primary objective in life is to be a support and help to your husband.
那作为妻子的，你们生命中的首要目的是要帮助以及要支援你的丈夫。
It is not about your career. It is not about what you want to achieve in life.
你生命中的首要目的并不是你的事业，也不是你的成就。
It is not about pursuing the dreams of your life.
也不是要完成你的梦想。
It is not even about your ministry.
甚至说也不是关于你的事工侍奉。
Have you got that?
明白吗？
Let me say again.
让我再讲一遍。
Wife, your primary objective in life is to be a support and help to your husband.
妻子们，你们在生命中首要的目的是要帮助和支援和扶持你的丈夫。
It is not about your career.
并不是关于到你个人的事业。
It is not about what you want to achieve in life.
个人的成就。
It is not about pursuing the dreams of your life.
或者是完成自己的梦想。
It is not even about ministry.
甚至说连教会的事工也不是。
Right? It is about helping your husband to be successful in his role as a husband.
你的首要目的是帮助你的丈夫。帮助他成功。
In his role as a father,
帮助他在丈夫的职责上成功。
In his work,
在作为父亲的职责上成功。
In his ministry,
在工作上，在教会的事工上成功。
It is about bringing glory to your husband.
是带荣耀的丈夫。
Now that is hard to follow, isn't it?
这可能大家一下觉得太难理解了。
Let's turn with me to 1 Corinthians 11:7.
我们看哥林多前书。一章哥林多前书十一章七节。
First Corinthians 11 said, "For man indeed ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God, but woman is the glory of man."
男人本不该蒙着头，因为他是神的形象和荣耀，但女人是男人的荣耀。
So woman.Wife, you are the glory of your husband.
所以妻子们，你们是你丈夫的荣耀。
One more verse on this, Proverbs 31:23.
还有一节是箴言第三十一章二十三节。
Here is Proverbs 31:23 is talking about the virtuous wife.
这里讲到一个有美德的妻子。
And see what sort of influence she had upon her husband.
那看看她对她的丈夫有什么影响呢？
Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land.
她丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。
Now you wives may say, this is rather unfair. How come it's about my husband and it's not about me?
那可能妻子会觉得说，这有点不公平啊，为什么只是关于到我丈夫而不关于到我呢？
Let's look at the Bible again and see what when God instituted marriage, what did He say?
那我们再读一读圣经，当神看看神当初建立婚姻的时候，他是怎么样说的呢？
In Genesis, if you turn with me, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
在启示录二章二十四节。
Genesis 2:24 says, "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife." And they shall become one flesh.
因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Now here, the Bible tells us the two shall become one.
这里讲到二人成为一体。
And I think God must know that we are slow to understand.
神可能会，神一定知道我们是很难去明白。
So when Christ came, He made this even a bit clearer.
所以基督在世的时候，他更加是详细的讲了。
If you turn with me to Matthew 19, verse 5.
马太福音十九章五节。
Then he said, and Jesus says, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh."
并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So the two is no longer two, but is one.
因此，并不是两个不同的人，而是二人成为一体了。
So it's no longer she and he, but it's one.
并不是他和他，而是一个的，就是一体的。
Do you understand that?
你能明白吗？
You may still say this is still unfair.
你可能还觉得这还是我觉得不公平。
Why not me? Why my husband?
为什么不是关于到我，而是关于到我丈夫呢？
Well, I don't have an answer for that, but this is just what the word God's word said.
我没有这个答案，但是圣经里是这样子讲到的。
Let us look at John 16:14.
让我们一起读一下约翰福音十六章十四节。
Now here we see the examples of God, how they functions.
我们这里看到就是关于到神是怎样运作。
We read about the Holy Spirit here.
我们读到这里关于圣灵。
John 16:14 says, "He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare to you."
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
So Jesus here says that the Holy Spirit he come. What will the Holy Spirit do? He will glorify Christ.
因此，这里耶稣讲到圣灵来到，他是要荣耀基督。
Does that make the Holy Spirit any less than Christ?
那是不是代表说圣灵就是价值低过基督呢？
No.
完全不是。
Because if we read the Bible, the all three are the same.
因为我们读到圣经，我们就知道神是三位一体的，全三个是平等的。
But because we are human beings and we are sinners.
但由于我们还是罪人，我们也是只是人而已。
And we have become very individualistic.
我们非常的在乎个人。
So when we come into a situation like that, we feel that, you know, that our first thinking is about us, me first.
因此，遇到不同的情况，我们首先想到的就是我自己，我个人。
But God is trying through marriage actually help us to understand a little bit better about God Himself.
但是神通过婚姻也让我们更加了解他。
That means in marriage there is no longer who is better, who is more important, but that's one.
在当两个人结为夫妇，就不代表说谁是更好，谁是更重要，因为两个人是一体的。
He just God made us different, and then He gives us different roles to play.
只是在这两个人当中，他们有不同的职责。
Just the same way, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they all have different roles to play.
就如同圣子、圣父、圣灵，他们都有不同的职责。
But does it make, like, for example, is Christ less God than God the Father?
是不是说神是不是基督就不是神呢？
Because only God the Father knows the time when the end time will be. Christ himself doesn't even know.
比如说，基督并不知道世界末日是几时来。 那只有圣父知道，那是代表说基督就没有神那么高呢？
No, definitely not.
并不是。
Because Christ himself said that he shall receive the same honor as the Father.
因为耶稣基督会与神一样配得荣耀。
So, wives, you know, God has made you that way. It does not make you any less person.
所以作为妻子们，虽然神是给你这个职责，但并不代表说你的价值就低于丈夫们。
All right, so that is the first role I'd like to mention.
所以第一个妻子的职责就是要做丈夫的助手。
Actually, this afternoon, I'm just going to talk about three roles for the wives and three roles for the husband.
今天下午主要是注重妻子的三个职责和丈夫的三个主要的职责。
You probably can think of more than that.
你肯定会想到有更多的。
But I just bring out those three areas that probably you don't often heard of.
但我是把三个你可能不经常听到的讲出来。
All right, next, if you can turn with me to 1 Timothy 5:14.
下一个如果可以的话，大家翻到提摩太前书五章十四。
5:14. Therefore, I desire that the younger widows marry, bear children, manage the house, give no opportunity to the adversary to speak reproachfully.
所以，我愿意年轻的寡妇嫁人，生养儿女，治理家务，不给敌人辱骂的把柄。
Now, the world today is telling women that children are a hindrance to their career.
在如今的世上。外面都可能一直在讲说孩子们是女性们事业上的障碍。
Children are a hindrance to their dreams.
孩子们是女性们梦想的障碍。
To their success in life.
是妨碍他们在生命中达到成功。
And children are a burden.
孩子们是一个负担。
Physically, emotionally, and financially.
无论是肉体上这个情绪上，或者说是经济上，都是一个负担。
And many people today they choose not to have children.
因此，很多人都不愿意生小孩。
But what does the Bible teach us?
但是圣经是怎样教导我们的呢
？He tells us that you are to bear children.
这里讲到要生养儿女。
If you turn with me to Genesis chapter 1 verse 28.
在启示录一章二十八节。
Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth."
神就赐给福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理这里的鱼、海中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
After God created Adam and Eve, the first thing He told them was to be fruitful and multiply.
当神创造了亚当和夏娃之后，他讲的第一句话就是要生养众多，遍满地面。
And after the flood, what God told Noah in Genesis 9, verse 1 and verse 7.Is to be fruitful and multiply.
在洪水之后，神跟挪亚和他们的儿子就讲说，你们要生养众多，遍满全地。
We won't read those two verses. You can go home and read them up.
那也是在启示录九章一节和七节，但是你之后可以自己去读。
Please turn with me now to Psalms 127 verse 3. Some of you are very familiar with this.
诗篇一百二十七篇第三节。
Verse 3 said, Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
The fruit of the womb is his reward.
所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
His reward from the Almighty God.
是我们的神耶和华的赏赐。
But some of us chose not to have it.
但是当今世上很多女性都选择不要生孩子。
If you turn over to the next Psalm, Psalm 128, verse 3 and 4.
在诗篇128篇第三和第四节讲到。
Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children are like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed. Who fears the Lord.
你妻子在你的内室好像多结果子的葡萄树，你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄柴子。 看啊，敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福。
Children are blessings from the Lord.
孩子们是耶和华的祝福。
We always been asking for blessings from God.
我们总是要求神祝福我们。
But sometimes when God wants to bless us, some of us don't want it.
但是可能当神要祝福我们的时候，我们却不要了。
One more verse in Malachi 2:15.
在马拉基书第二章十五节。
Malachi 2:15 say, but did he not make them one, having the remnants of the spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth.
虽然神有灵的余力，能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？因为他愿人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。
One of the purposes that God established family and marriages is that He seeks godly offspring.
神其中有一个目的，要建立家庭，就是让我们有虔诚的后裔。
And if Christian mothers doesn't want to have children, where are we going to find godly offspring?
如果基督徒的母亲们不愿意要小孩的话，那我们怎么可能有虔诚的后裔呢？
Next role is keepers at home.
那第三个职责就是要料理家务。
Again, this is probably a term or a role that some of you don't like to hear.
那同样的，这一个职责可能不是每一个人都喜欢。
Titus 2:5, if you turn with me, please.
提多书二章五节这里讲到。
To be discreet, chaste homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed.
谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
Now the world today is trying to tell the women that if you stay at home, you are wasting your time and your talents.
当这个社会想告诉女性们，如果你们在家待着，你们是浪费自己的时间和浪费自己的才华。
It is such a mundane, boring, and unrewarding job.
料理家务，我管家是一个非常无聊、非常无味、非常浪费时间的工作。
You should be out there doing something, making a contribution to the society.
女性们应该去外面对社会做一份贡献，做一些事情。
Have any of you women feel a bit uneasy if when people ask you this question?
那在座的大家在座的女性们，如果别人问起你这个问题的时候，你会不会有点觉得难回答呢？
When they ask, what is your occupation? And then you say, housewife.
比如说人家问你说你的职业是什么，你会有点不好意思说，哦，我是家庭主妇。
Compared to otherwise, you say, oh, I'm a lawyer.
但是别的太太可以说，哦，我是律师。
Oh, I'm an accountant.
我是会计师。
Now, wives, let me tell you this.
但是妻子们，我想告诉你这件事情。
The most rewarding career is the homemaker.
作为家庭主妇，其实是最有赏赐的一个职业。
Let me explain. Let me look at it otherwise. Let's say, assuming you are a career woman.
假设说你是一个事业女性。
What I mean by that, all right, you have a good professional qualifications.
假设说你有一个很好的文凭
，and you join a good corporate company，
你加入了一个很大的企业
，then you work in that company for give 20-30 years of your life to that company。
你在这个大企业里工作了20-30 years，
and you were promoted along the way， and you became one of the top persons in the company。
然后你一路高升，然后就成为这个企业的高管。
And it is as if that you know the company cannot survive。Without you.
这个企业没了你不可以。
But there will come a day where you will retire.
但是有一天你要退休了。
After you retire,
当你退休之后
in a very short span of time,
在很短的时间里
nobody in the company will remember you.
可能公司里的人就已经不记得你是谁了。
Do you believe me?
你相不相信呢？
I have worked in corporate before. I've seen that.
我在大公司工作过，我有见证过这样的事情。
A person can be the top person, the managing director of the company today.
那有一个可能可以说是企业里非常高的高管。
And he retired, then he comes back to the company. Many people don't even bother to greet him anymore.
那他退休之后，他回到这公司里，人家连招呼都不跟他打了。
But when you are old,
但当你年老的时候
，You know who is going to be by your side?
谁是在你身边呢
？Your family.
你的家庭。
Right. Turn with me now. We are at Titus 2:5. The word "keepers at home" here it means one who stay at home.
这里提多书二章五节讲到料理家务的意思，就是要在家里。要在家里管理家。
It can be translated into homemaker.
就比如说是可以翻译成家庭主妇那样子。
If you turn with me to 1 Timothy 5:14.
如果大家翻到提摩太前书五章十四节。
1 Timothy 5:14, the verse we read just now.
我们刚刚有读过这段经文。
The key phrase I want to look at here is called manage the house.
这里同样也讲到治理家务。
Or guide the house.
也就是要管理家。
The word here carries the meaning of actually rule the house.
这里的意思就代表了你要去管理这个家。
So you are to rule and to manage the house.
你要去管理这个家。
Right? When your husband is not at home, you are the one who is supposed to be ruling and managing the house.
当你的丈夫不在家的时候，你要去管理这个家。
And if you read a few verses up in verse 10 of chapter 5, verse Timothy.
如果我们再读到提摩太前书第五章十节的话。
This is talking about the qualifications to be enlisted as a widow in the church.
这里讲到作为寡妇的要需要达到什么要求。
And one of the conditions is that she has brought up children.
这里讲到她要养育儿女。
But very sad, many of us today, instead of we bring out our own children.
但是很可怜的，我们当今社会并没有去养育儿女。
We leave them to childcare.
我们把他送到去幼儿园啊之类的地方。
It is a privilege to see your child growing up.
那能看到自己的儿女不断的成长，是一个非常好的。
Not only a privilege, it is a joy.
是一个值得喜乐的事情。
To see them take the first step.
能看到他们不断的成长，走第一步的路。
Say the first word of mom and dad.
说第一句话，爸爸妈妈。
Why give it to others such privilege?
为什么把如此的特权给别人呢？
Nowadays, more children's problems, society's problem today.
那如今很多孩子都有很多问题。
One of the reasons is not many women want to stay at home.
其中最大的一个原因就是很多女性不愿意在家里待着。
And children come back to an empty house.
那这些孩子们回到家中，空空的一个房子。
They can do whatever they want.
可以为所欲为。
They don't have anyone to watch over them.
没有妈妈可以看管他们。
And they often fall prey to temptations in the world.
那当今社会很多试探，他们也成为了这些试探的猎物。
So we see the three roles of the wives.
因此我们看到了作为太太。三个主要的职责。
And how does she carry out her roles?
那她是如何要履行这样的责任呢？
If you turn to Ephesians 5, the passage we read just now.
如果我们翻到以弗所书五章二十二节。
Ephesians 5:22, wives submit to your own husbands as to the Lord.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Again, this is a word that a lot of people don't like to hear also.
这里讲到顺服自己的丈夫，很多人并听得并不顺耳。
It's as if this is too old-fashioned.
这个可能太过时了。
But remember, God is a God who does not change.
但是我们要知道，我们的神是永不改变、永不过时的。
The word submit here is actually like a military term.
那在军队中，这里也是可以，我们可以这样子打个比方。
It carries the meanings of rank under.
你的军衔是低过这个人的，比如说。
So, for example, like in the army, you have a captain and then you have the corporal.
比如说，在美国的军队中，军衔有一个叫上尉，有一个叫下士。
Now, the corporal is ranked under the captain.
那下士的军衔是低过上尉的。
So he has to submit to his captain.
因此他必须要顺服他的上级。
And you know what it's like in the army.
那你也知道在军队里是如何的。
Right? It's very strict.
你必须要服从命令。
Now, if you turn to back to Titus 2:5, the one that we read.
那我们再看看我们刚刚读到的提多书二章五节的话。
There is a word here said to be obedient to their own husbands.
这里也讲到顺服自己的丈夫。
The word obedient here and the word submissive in Ephesians 5 is the same original word in Greek.
在中文，这刚刚我们读的那段经文和这段经文都讲到顺服自己的丈夫。
So basically, it brings out, it helps us to understand what these words really means.
因此，它帮助我们怎么明白这个字是什么意思。
So the wife, she is to submit to her husband.
因此，太太们要顺服自己的丈夫。
That means she is to obey her husband.
她要顺从她的丈夫。
But this does not make her a lesser person.
但这不代表说她就是对于她的丈夫比她的丈夫更少的价值。
It does not mean that she is of lesser value or worth.
或者她比她的丈夫更加少功劳。
For example, just now we heard about the captain and the corporal.
那我们刚刚听到了，比如说军队里有上尉和下士。
It does not necessarily mean that the captain is a better person than the corporal.
尽管他的军衔比下士高，但是上尉不一定就说他是一个比下士更好的一个人。
It's just that in their roles. They have different authority level.
只是他们的职责不一样而已。
If you can turn with me to 1 Corinthians 11:3, you understand it a bit better.
如果我们看哥林多前书第十一章第三节，你会有更好的明白。
Here it tells us that the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God.
这里讲到基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
So we see that man is the head of woman.
因此这里讲到男人是女人的头。
But the Bible also says God is the head of Christ.
那这里也讲到神是基督的头。
So again we see that is Christ any less than God the Father?
那是不是代表说基督就比神更低呢？
No.
不是的。
So in the same way, is woman of any less value than man?
那是不是说同样的女妻子们就比丈夫更少的价值呢？
No.
并不是的。
Right? It's just they have a different role.
只是他们的职责不一样而已。
Because God knows that if there is no authority level, there will be chaos in the family.
因为神明白在如果在这个家里没有不同的权柄的话，那就会一团糟。
In the workplace, in society,
甚至说在工作上，在社会上都要有这个权柄。
You know, if you work in a place where there is no supervising manager, what will happen?
比如说你工作的地方如果没有人去，没有你的管理你的人去管理你的话，那会怎么样？
Everyone can do whatever he or she feels like.
那所有的员工都会很懒散。
There will be chaos.
就会很乱。
Let me highlight this one area here in the areas of submissive.
让我再跟大家强调一点。
I think some of you wives here probably you say I don't have a problem.
可能有些妻子们说我没有这点的问题。
But from what I've spoken to some of the brothers, I think one of the areas probably women find it hard to submit is in the areas of the children's learning or education.
但是我可跟一些弟兄聊过，我认为可能有一方面妻子们比较难顺服的就是怎样去教育自己的孩子。
Just last week, one husband told me, "Happy wife, happy life."
上个礼拜有个弟兄跟我讲说，如果你的妻子快乐的话，你的生命就很快乐。
You know, the background of him telling me is this.
那他跟我讲的原因是如此的。
It's actually about their children's education.
是关于到他们孩子们是教育问题。
And she's saying that the wife has set her mind and that the children must go to this school.
比如说，这个妈妈一定要这个孩子上这个学校。
And he just, you know, don't want to fight for that.
那丈夫爸爸也没所谓了。
So I find that this is probably one area some mothers struggle a bit.
那我觉得这方面可能有一些母亲们会 有点挑战。
Maybe you want the best for your child.
肯定你是要给你孩子带来最好的东西。
But in Ephesians 5,
但是以弗所书五章的时候，这里讲到。
He talks about in verse 24, let the wives be to their submit to their own husbands in everything.
这里讲到凡事要顺服自己的丈夫。
So, just like to bring it to your attention, help you to think it through.
因此我就想大家能一起去思考。
See whether, am I really willing to submit to my husband in everything?
问自己一个问题，我愿意凡事顺服自己的丈夫吗？
Now, let me first now pause here a little while.
我们这里暂停一下。
I want to make it very clear that you don't go back today, you husbands, you don't go home today and say, tell your wife, look, you heard Joseph say that you must submit to me.
作为丈夫的，你不要回家对你的太太说，听啊，今天讲到的说，你一定要顺服我。
No, 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 this is not what I mean.
完全不是，这不是我的说主要讲的意思。
Each one of us, if you are husbands, you pay attention to what I'm going to say next.
因为丈夫的，你现在要开始留心听我要讲关于你们的职责。
What I have said just now was for the wives only.
我刚刚讲到的是针对妻子们的。
This is a true story.
这是一个真人真事。
This couple, they went to listen to a man, message about marriage.
那这一对夫妇，他们去听到关于婚姻的讲座。
But when they got into the car, they had a fight.
但他们听完讲座回到车之后就开始吵架了。
Because the husband said, "See, you must submit to me."
因为丈夫就说，听啊，你一定要顺服我。
So please don't do that.
但是你们不要这样子做。
Okay, right. Three roles for the husbands.
丈夫的三个职责。
First, please turn with me to 1 Timothy 3, verse 4 to 5.
第一个，请大家翻到提摩太前书三章四到五节。
Now, here is talking about qualifications of an elders.
这里讲到是关于长老的资格。
But I, verse 4, say one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence.
好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
Verse 5, for if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God?
人若不知道管理自己的家，将能管理神的教会呢？
I think the first role for us husband we need to do is we are to be the leader in the home.
因此，作为丈夫，第一个职责就是要作为家里的领导者。
It is not easy to be a leader.
作为领导者非常的不容易。
Especially in spiritual matters.
特别是在灵性上，作为领导者更不容易。
That is why. Most men, a lot of men would rather let their wives worry about this.
因此，很多时候，家里的丈夫们都愿意要太太们去作为领导者。
But men, this is our responsibility.
但是，丈夫们，这是你的责任。
We, as the husband or as the fathers, we are accountable to God one day for our own family.
作为丈夫，作为父亲，我们有一天要向神交代，我们是如何管理自己的家的。
It is not our wives.
而并不是我们的太太要向神交代。
Remember when Adam and Eve sinned.
当我们看到亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候
，Who did God speak to?
神先对谁讲话
？God spoke to Adam.
神对亚当先说话。
So God will speak to us first next.
如果我们管不好家的话，神会先对我们说话。
Now let me suggest a few areas where we can lead our family.
让我跟大家分享，哪几方面我们可以带领我们的家庭。
Deuteronomy 6:7.
生命记六章七节。
If you turn with me to Deuteronomy 6:7, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk with them when you sit in your house.When you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up,
也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
As a father, the first thing I think we should do is to teach our family the word of God.
作为丈夫的，作为父亲，你的首要职责 你就是要教导你的话，教导你的儿女神的话语。
If you have young children,
如果你有很小的小孩
，After dinner, just read to them a passage from the Bible.
吃完饭之后，你可以向他们读一段圣经的经文
，and explain the truth to them.
然后跟他分享神的真理。
If they grow older,
当他们年纪大了之后
，study the Word of God with them.
一起跟他们查经。
Teach them how to study the Bible.
教导他们如何去查经。
Teach them how to have quiet time for themselves.
教导他们怎样去灵修。
And you set the example in leading them to that.
然后你要自己以身作则。
Right. So teach your children, teach your family the Word of God.
因此，我们作为父亲的必须要教导自己的孩童。
The next thing we can do is in Proverbs 22:6.
下一个你要读的就是。箴言二十二章六节。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Now, to train the children to walk in God's way.
教养他们走当行的道。
Teaching is just an enhancing of knowledge.
之前的教导是把你的知识传授给他。
But training is like coaching.
但是教养就好像是培训他。
It's like after you teach them, then you help them to get started.
就好像说你教导他之后，你要帮助他们开始一步一步的去成长。
And then you help to keep them to continue.
你要帮助他们不断的成长。
Until they are able to do what you like them to do.
直到他们能自己能独立做到这件事为止。
The next area we can do, we need to do is in the area of disciplining.
下一个就是要管教。
Proverbs 13:24. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly.
箴言十三章二十四节，不忍用杖打儿子的，是恨恶他；疼爱儿子的，随时管教。
So as a father, we are to take the lead in disciplining our children.
因此，作为父亲的，你必须要带头去管教你的孩子。
There are a lot of verses in Proverbs about disciplining children.
在箴言书很多的经节讲到如何管教孩子。
We don't have time to look at them. You can take it down if you like.
时间有限，我们不可能全部去读它。
Proverbs 22:15.
你可以记下来，就是箴言书二十。
22:15.
二十二章十五节。
23:13-14.
二十三章十。
13-14节。29:15.
29:15.
Right. Now, and the other thing is, I think we as us father, I think the best way for us to lead is by setting example.
还有一个最重要的，作为父亲，你要如何带领好你的孩子呢？就是要以身作则。
Now, there are many areas we can set examples for our children.
要以身作则的方面太多了。
So I'll just mention a few.
我只是跟大家讲几个而已。
I won't look up the verse because we don't have time.
我不可能一个个看经文，因为时间有限。
First Thessalonians 5:17 says about praying.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十七节讲到要不住的祷告。
So teach our children how to pray.
因此要以身作则带领我们的孩子们去祷告。
Set aside time together, we can pray as a family.
要家里要一起花时间去祷告。
The next one is Leviticus 19:11.
第二个是利未记第19:11.
Set example in the area of honesty and integrity.
我们要在不要说谎，而且诚实上以身作则。
Now we want to teach our children these characters.
我们要教导我们小孩好的美德。
But unless we ourselves are living such a life, our children will never catch on.
但如果我们自己都不这样子过生活的话，我们的孩子怎么能学习到我们所教的呢？
Galatians 6:19 talks about good works.
加拉太书六章九节这里讲到是要做行善。
So we set an example in doing good to others.
因此你要以身作则去行善。
And one more in the Romans 4:20-21.
罗马书四章二十二十一节
is to lead our family and set example in the area of faith.
要在信心上以身作则。
Now we try to teach our children to have faith in God.
我们要教导他们 在神的信仰上。
But when troubles come, difficulty comes, and we panic and we all that, how do you expect our children to learn faith from us?
但如果试探或者苦难来临的时候，我们却很害怕，那我们的小孩怎样学习到信靠神呢？
All right, there are a lot of other areas you can add on.
那还有许多许许多多的方面你可以想到的。
But first role is to be the leader in home.
但是这个职责的总纲就是你要作为家庭的带领者。
The next role is to be a protector.
第二个职责就是要作为家里的保护者。
First Peter 5:8, if you turn with me.
如果大家翻到彼得前书五章八节的话。
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
务要谨守。警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
You see here, Satan is roaring around, looking for someone to devour.
这里讲到，撒旦就如同吼叫的狮子，满地游行。
Especially the young people.
特别是他要寻找年轻的人。
So what are we to protect our family from?
因此，我们要如何保护我们的家庭呢
？We protect them from worldly influence.
我们保护他们不被世俗所影响。
For example, reading materials.
比如说读的刊物。
Those things that come into your home, do you check them through first?
那比如说你家里的书籍，你有没有先看一看，过滤过之后再给他们
？And what about television?
或者是电视节目
？Do you let the televisions babysit your children?
你让你的孩子们不断的看电视吗
？And now we have internet all over.
那现在大家家里都有网络了。
Do you know what your children do on the net?
那你知道他们在网络上做什么吗
？And also, what about people's?
那还有他们所认识的朋友。
那他们 ，We also need to be discerning in who they interact with.
我们了解他们周围的朋友是怎样的人吗
？Right. Now let me say this to us, you, to myself and to all men.If we live in sin, we will not be able to protect our family.
我想这样子跟大家作为父亲的分享，如果我们还活在罪中的话，那我们是没有办法保护我们的家庭的。
All right, let me say this again. If we live in sin, we cannot protect our family.
如果我们作为丈夫、父亲的还活在罪中的话，那我们是无法保护到我们家庭的。
All right, the next role is a provider.
第三个职责就是要作为供应者、提供者。
If you turn to Genesis 3:17-19,
如果大家翻到启示录三章十七到十九节的话
，Now, I won't read the whole thing, but this is what happened after Adam and Eve's sin.
但我不会读整段经文，但是当亚当夏娃犯了罪之后，是发生了这件事情。
God told Adam, because you have sinned, you are to sweat in your work.
这里讲到说，这里说你必终身劳苦才从地里得吃的。
So basically, Adam is to provide for the family.
也讲到你必汗流满面才得糊口，因此亚当是要作为家里一切的供应者。
And if you turn to 1 Timothy 5:8,
这里讲到你看到提摩太前书五章八节的话
，It says the same thing again.
同样的，他也讲到
，Right? But if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好；不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。
Now, let me say this. It may sounds a little bit strong, but I hope you take it with a wide heart, a big heart.
那我想讲，跟大家分享一下。那可能会语气有点重，但是希望大家能包容的心去听。
If you are a man and you do not provide for your own household, you should be ashamed.
如果你是身为男人，你不为家里供应食物的话，那你应该对自己的行为羞耻。
Right, and for young people that you think you are ready to be married, one of the qualifications you should have is that you should be able to provide for your home.
那作为年轻人还是没有结婚的男人们，如果你觉得你是可以结婚的话，那你需要问自己，你是否有能力去为家里供应一切。
Now, if for whatever reasons there are two of you working now,
那如果说现在夫妇们都在上班的话，
like some of the young couple，
比如说年轻夫妇，
Let me suggest this: learn to live on single income, on the man's income。
那我鼓励大家只是依靠作为丈夫 的薪水。
That means if the two of you are working, you are to budget your expenses based on his income。
比如说你们两个夫妇都在上班的话，现在就开始预算建立在只有丈夫的收入下。
So that when it comes a day when you decide that your wife are going to, not going to work, you will not make such a big adjustments in your life.
那之后当你太太决定不工作的时候，你的生活也不会有太大的变动。
Right? Now, okay, how does a man carry out his role?
那男人应当如何履行他的职责呢？
Ephesians 5:25 tells us he is to love his wife as Christ loved the church.
以弗所书5:25讲到，你们做丈夫的要爱自己的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Ephesians 5:28 says that he is to love his wife as his own body.
之后28讲到，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
Now, I don't have time to go into this, and also this is an area that I'm also still learning.
那这方面我自己也是在不断的学习。
But we husbands, we are to be leader, we are to be provider and protector, and the way we do it is to be in love.
那我们作为丈夫的是要作为家里的领导者、保护者和供应者。那如何完成这一切呢？是要带着爱去完成。
And not as the big boss.
而不是像自己是高高在上的老板 去这样子做。
One more verse, 1 Peter 3:7, the husbands, we are to honor our wife.
还有就是彼得前书3:7讲到，丈夫们要尊重自己的妻子。
Live with them, with understanding, giving honor to the wife.
要尊重她。
Right? Now let me move on to the roles of children.
那我们再讲讲儿女们的职责。
Again, also let me just remind the wives now. Look, you're not to go back and tell your husbands because you don't love me, so I'm not going to submit to you.
那我想提醒在座的妻子们，你不要回去跟你的丈夫说，因为你不爱我，所以我也不会顺服你。
Or you go back and tell your husbands, see, Joseph said you must love me as your own body, as Christ loved me.
那你也不要跟丈夫说，你看你要像爱自己身体一样爱我。
That was for the husbands, not for you wives.
因为这段话是讲给丈夫们听的。
Now, for the children, Colossians 3:20 tells us obey your parents in everything.
作为孩童们，我们必须要凡事顺服自己的父母。这在哥罗西书3:20讲到。
Now, some of you may say, what if my parents is unreasonable?
那可能有人问到说，如果我父母有些做的事情要求我们做的事情很无理怎么办？
Obey them.
这里讲到要凡事听从父母。
If you disagree with me, you go home and read 1 Peter 2:18.
那我们可以继续读到彼得前书2:18。
We won't read it now, but you can go home and look it up.
我们之后可以自己去查。
Next, we are to honor our father and mother in Exodus 20:12.
接着，身为孩童们，你们在出埃及记20:12讲到，当孝敬父母。
Now, if let me speak to the children now.
我现在跟作为孩子们讲话。
The Bible teaches us children to show honor and respect to our parents.
圣经教导我们要孝敬、尊重我们的父母。
We are not to be disrespectful to our parents.
我们不可以不尊重父母。
And I think sometimes some of us fall into the trap. We think that because I'm a Christian now and because I know the Bible more than my parents.
那可能有些孩子觉得说，我现在是基督徒，我比我父母更了解圣经。
So I can challenge my parents and I can.Pointed out when I think that they have done something wrong according to the Bible.
我可以挑战他们，我可以跟他们讲说，你看，照着圣经来讲，你做的事情是错的。
Don't ever do that.
不要这样子做。
That's not your job.
这不是你的职责。
If you don't believe me, you go home and read Proverbs 30 verse 17.
因为如果你不相信我的话，你可以回去读箴言书三十章十七节。
Maybe I should read it to you just to show you how serious this is.
那我可以跟大家读一读这段经文。
The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it up, and the young eagles will eat it.
嬉笑父亲，蔑视而不听母亲的，他的眼睛必为谷中的乌鸦叼出来，为鹰雀所吃。
You don't want that to happen to you, do you?
你并不想要这样子的事情发生。
If you want more, you read up Proverbs 19:26.
如果你要看更多的话，可以看到箴言书十九章二十六节。
Proverbs 20:20.
箴言书二十二十节。
Alright. Now one more. In 1 Timothy 5:4.
然后在提摩太前书五章四节这里。
When our parents grow old, we as children, we are to provide them.
当我们父母老的时候，我们身为儿女的必须要照顾他们。
But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God.
这里讲到，若寡妇有儿女，或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这是在神面前可悦纳的。
So we see that the Word of God, the Bible, really has everything we need for us to live a happy family life.
因此，我们看到圣经里讲到我们所需要知道的一切，如何能有一个幸福美满的家庭。
As long as each one of us is willing to play the roles that the Bible says.
只要我们每一位都能愿意做好该当的职责。
Are you willing to do whatever the Bible says?
你愿意去完全的遵守圣经的话语吗？
If you are, you will have a happy family.
如果你愿意的话，你会有一个幸福美满的家庭。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you that you are God who is all wise.
父神，我们谢谢你，因为你是那位充满智慧的神。
And you have given us the instructions for us to have a happy family.
你也给予我们教导我们怎样去有一个美满幸福的家庭。
Give us that obedient heart, the willingness to submit to your word.
帮助我们有一颗愿意顺服的心，顺服你话语的心。
And to do what your Bible says.
愿意做你所话语教导我们，你话语所教导我们的。
And may you bless each of us here.To have a happy, loving family.
也愿你祝福每一位都有一个充满爱和幸福的家庭。
That will bring glory to your name.
让我们能将荣耀归于你。
In Christ's name, I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. Amen.